Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Pal Bob Nade, a former congressman from Ohio, on from Talk Radio News. There's always so much giving going on in Washington. In other words, all that flows out, we take and we crunch it around. And as usual, there's plenty to talk about on this version of America Tonight, of course, with Bob. Bob, I heard you're a little under the weather. What is going on? It's like the whole country's been bombed. People either have the flu, they're exhausted, they've got strep like me, they have crazy colds they can't get rid of. It's like we've hit the plague.
Well, I was kind of like, I was proud. I went through three grandkids were sick, and my kids were sick, and I went through it all, and, you know, no problem. I don't catch things, and boom, I was the last one. So, I don't know. It's everywhere. Just
it
everywhere.
Is,
you can't get
see,
rid of it.
You were bragging. That's the problem. You got to, like, touch wood, knock on things, and cross
bad
your fingers.
Karma. Yeah.
Yeah, bad karma, baby. All right, speaking of bad karma, what's going on here? The Republicans are moving their plans on this whole border bill thing, and your pal John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, is saying, hey, we might have had a few problems in actually bringing some of these bills to the floor, but we got it together now, man. What's going on with that?
You know, a brand new Congress, you never take a bill to the floor of the Speaker's backing. If you don't have the votes, you don't take it. That's just the way it is. And, you know, you don't take something, you lose. And they had to pull that bill. They had to pull, of course, the abortion bill last week temporarily. And now they've got a problem on the Benghazi committee. They don't know how to get out of that thing, because that's went on ad nauseum. So it just shows, I think, lack of leadership and a lack of ability to simply count votes or talk at least to your caucus. You know, both parties do that to get a feel of things. You take a whip count, and then you discuss these things. But it's just, the immigration bill was the way out of not being able to stop the president, and the way out then got pulled. Of course, it was, quote, because of the snow.
And, you know, while all that's happening, too, it's, you know, McConnell on the other side, you look at the Senate, exactly, and they're talking about this, the House pass measure next week after, you know, picking that up after Keystone, but they're going to vote on repealing executive actions on immigration. Do you really think that that's going to go anywhere?
No, and as I told people before, I know the Senate, you know, was taken over by the Republicans, but because of the system they have over there, the cloture vote, you have to have 16 on a simple majority. The Democratic side can still be very, very strong in this, always, really, unless they want to do what they call the cute little nuclear option. Harry Reid talked about that. The problem is each party gets in control, and they don't want to change, you know, the 60-vote cloture rule instead of a simple majority, which is what it really should be, simple majority. But they ought to really kind of pass something, probably, Kate, and say, okay, it takes effect, you know, in 2 years from now, no matter who controls the chamber. But for the Democratic side, I think the Democratic side, if they hold together, can stop some things that they simply just don't want, or maybe make a compromise and they can actually have some meaningful legislation pass.
Yeah, and this is going to be really, I think, the talk of the whole year. I mean, this is going to, we're going to see all kinds of things roll all over the place with this one. This may be the biggest issue, do you think?
It is, and the big bombs coming up with Netanyahu and the president and you know, everything that's going on there with Iran, which could be one of the most major deals in three decades to actually start to contain their nuclear, you know, ambitions. All the, today, actually, the White House won. The Democratic side said, okay, we're giving this some time. So actually, the White House won today.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's no question about that. How about this? You and I talked about the Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl,
yeah,
who disappeared, wandered off the base in Afghanistan back in 2009. And, of course, we reliving all the nightmare details of the five for him from Gitmo and all that kind of stuff. So what do you make of what happened here with this whole desertion thing?
Well, it's a, you know, it's a he said, she said the military was denying. National News was reporting he was going to be charged with desertion. Maybe a lesser charge, you know, could be done. I don't know. But with some assurity, they're coming on saying, no, he's going to be charged with something. But I think we always knew there was a question. Now, it'll go to, I saw some ugly things tonight before I, you know, was doing some research for your show. You know, we should have left him over there. You know, despite whether or not he deserted, you can't let somebody, you know, just languish over there. They can deal with him when he gets back. So still very unclear where they're going with this. His lawyer would not speak on the topic.
Wow. And then there's this other deal. You know, you're talking about sanctions, Iran, the discussion about Iran, but what about Russia? The EU leaders have asked that that foreign ministers basically consider imposing further sanctions on Russia because of all that fighting that's still going on in the Ukraine. I think they would get that pretty easy. What do you think?
I think they will, and it's up to the EU because they're the large trading partner. We aren't. They trade 10 times the amount with Russia. They've got more power and ability. Of course, Putin kind of backs off. Then he goes in. They do little sanctions. He backs off. It's almost like a chess game. The only dangerous thing about Putin is at some point in time, their economy is so bad and the price of oil, the Saudis have kept that, you know, in a false sense, low for their own purposes. You never know what Putin will do. They're selling a lot of arms, so it's something I know we're going to watch. But the EU has a lot of power, I think, with Putin, way above what we do.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's the scoop on Fidel Castro saying he doesn't trust the politics of the U.S.? And you sent this to me, nor have I exchanged a word with him, but this does not mean I reject a Pacific solution to the conflicts. What?
This is interesting. It's comparable to Iran. The foreign minister of Iran is being called to the parliament saying, why did you walk on the streets with John Kerry in Geneva? You know, and, of course, the president's being lambasted, you know, with Netanyahu on our side. So each side has this thing going on. Now, Cuba's interesting. Our people went down from our government to set up, you know, how do you do a visa and our embassy and things. And one of them went and met with the dissidents, which didn't go well. But they said, hey, wait a minute, you know, yeah, we're America. We're going to meet with them. But this doesn't mean we're not going to deal with you. Then Castro came out, not on audio. You know, he may not even have written it because I don't know what condition he's in. But it was announced at a college that Castro said he doesn't trust the United States. But this is the way to deal, you know, talking back and forth. So it's not a divorce. It's just sort of a little give and take.
It's not a divorce. You know, I don't think you and I ever talked about this, but I was wondering this the other day. Have you ever been to Cuba?
That's very interesting. I was invited to Cuba. I met with Elian Gonzalez's father. I wanted to hear for myself in private whether he was being forced or not. I met with him, which didn't go down well with some of my colleagues. I was invited to Cuba. I was going to go. Ended up I couldn't go because of some sickness in my family. So I sent a staffer down there who actually got a phone call at 11. A few staffers went down, Democrat and Republican, and they got called in to eat. And they brought some cigars back. You know, of course, members of Congress have Cuban cigars illegally for years.
Right.
So I had a nice cigar, but I didn't make it down there. But I felt that way back then, that's probably 1998, I thought, hey, you know, let's go see for ourselves.
Yeah, boy, those staffers, did they send you great Christmas cards after that and give you good presents?
I actually yelled at the staffer. He came back to me so happy. He said, these are Castro's personal rolled cigars. They gave them out a few people. And I said, what's wrong with you? Getting to sign the cigar box. It would go on eBay.
Oh,
never satisfied.
No kidding. Here's the great news about that, Bob. You did not get in trouble for that, at least.
No. Oh, they would have to imprison the entire Congress for years. If you want a good Cuban, go in the back of the floor of the House.
I love that. I love that you can get them in if you go visit somebody in Congress. All right, next time I'm up there, I'm going to say, Bob Ney told me.
Just don't ask John Boehner. He smokes Barclays.
All right, I won't ask. I won't ask Boehner. Bob Ney, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I like to see you move right across the floor.
So, hey, hey, how'd you fare in the blizzard, Northeast? If you're in Massachusetts, you're listening to me in New Hampshire. Boy, in some parts, you really got slammed by the snow. I mean, 20 inches plus in some cases. We're going to Massapequa coming up here in our next segment for a little chat with Mark Goldman, who talked to me during the day and was shoveling several times because they had over 15 inches of snow. It was a nightmare in Long Island, but not as bad in the actual city, although the city was pretty quiet. Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City, deciding to really shut things down the night before, and 1,600 flights were canceled all over the Northeast, might have even been a little bit more as they try to re-rack so many people. So were you one of those who had to get the blower out? Or did you live in South Jersey or Philadelphia, or do you, and you're listening to me, and they were predicting doom and gloom and snowmageddon, and you only had a few inches, but you still got a snow day in many cases? So that meant kids were home. Somebody else sent me an email and said, oh, what a waste of a snow day, because easily they could have gone to school. So there were these predictions of wild snow that didn't happen, and then there were other places that just got completely slammed by it. In parts of Massachusetts, too, they're dealing with horrible, horrible floods, like in Nantucket, where, you know, some of those coastal areas, and it's really like the dam has sprung loose. So first you get all that snow, and now people are finding that their houses are halfway underwater, which is just horrific. And they knew this was happening and tried to do whatever they could, but you could only do, you know, so much. So it's been pretty interesting, no doubt. One of the things that we talked there with Bob Ney about is Bo Bergdahl and how huge that is, because, of course, he's the officer that could be charged. And the White House, a lot of people think the White House is just kind of delaying this announcement for the decision to file the desertion charges against Bergdahl. the Pentagon is denying the decision was made to charge Bergdahl with desertion, because a lot of rumors started to come out about that was going to happen, that, yeah, he's going to get nailed with desertion. And remember, you know the story, because so many of us were fuming over the secret deal, including people in Congress, both Democrats and Republicans, by the way, when five prisoners from Gitmo were let go in exchange for Bo Bergdahl. And then all the details of what happened with Bergdahl, he put his weapon down, he walked away, and what happened after that. And he certainly was tortured by his captors. There's no doubt about that. But the question of whether to file desertion charges against him is a very, very big one. We had Jeff Atticott on the show, as we often do, our terrorism expert, and he thought there is absolutely no way you cannot charge him with desertion, that it's a crime not to charge him with desertion.
Well, so, first let me offer again our thoughts and condolences to his family and to the family of the other hostage that they are holding. We know all too well and too painfully here at the Pentagon and in the United States how hard this is for them. So our thoughts and prayers go out to them. We also, as Secretary Hagel made clear, stand shoulder to shoulder with our Japanese allies in this, their struggle against ISIL now.
And that's the Pentagon spokesperson, Rear Admiral John Kirby, who talked about the Bergdahl deal and what's happening with ISIL and the Japanese and the beheadings and the threats and the video and all of that. And then he said about Bergdahl that there was no time limit on the decision, but now that they said that, there is pressure on that because it's been a very long time. If you remember, we go back to June. They believe that the White House's decision to delay the announcement is about politics, and that Bergdahl's lawyer has been given a statement of charges, but there's been no complete confirmation of that whatsoever. And Kirby is standing by the, to be clear, there have been no actions or decisions on the Bergdahl investigation. So that's the official word. And I talked to my source at the Pentagon, and there's definitely something going on. Whether it's let's drag this out, let's slow play this, or, you know, whatever it is. But they're saying no decision, no timeline, and they're not going to speculate as to what that means. So it is pretty interesting with this, the politics of all of this. And remember, the president got pretty close to the Bergdahls themselves after the release of the five Taliban, and of course that's the narrative that infuriated so many. And that's not politically motivated on the other side, because there were a lot of Democrats that felt like this was the wrong thing to do because they weren't informed. Congress felt like they got shafted because the decision was, boom, made all of a sudden. And, you know, this Bergdahl thing goes all the way back to 2009 in Afghanistan. So we come to the same deal here. Did he desert by walking away? Is he a deserter? And hard to say, but being truthful, I think he is a deserter. He put down the weapon now. Hey, the crazy nonsense of the crap flying around in Afghanistan and what everybody soldier-wise was dealing with there, we know is much worse than you could even imagine. Okay, give you that. But he put down the weapon. He walked away. He willfully walked away. I mean, that is desertion. I don't see how you can pussyfoot around that. Now, of course, he was captured, and then he was tortured, and then he was taken in, and they were doing that push-pull thing to him, obviously. But it doesn't change what initially seemed to happen by all accounts. I mean, I wasn't there, you weren't there, but by the accounts that we have, wouldn't that be the definition of desertion? So what is the message? The message is that the sticky deal is still at the heart of this, of the releasing of the prisoners, and then how this turns out with Bergdahl, because none of that really was played out in the very beginning. It wasn't until days and days and weeks later that there was more conversation about that. So Are they delaying the announcement for the desertion charge? But does his lawyer know that there's a desertion charge that he's facing? I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say he's going to face that desertion charge, and that's not going to go away. That's not suddenly going to be pushed aside. All right, it wouldn't be America Tonight if we weren't telling you about another Republican that for sure is interested in jumping into the fray as a potential for president on the Republican side of things. It's not a shock because his name has already come up many times off the bench. Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker says he's really interested in a possible run for prez. And he, of course, did what everybody else is doing in this beauty pageant. You have to go after the money. So you announce, hey, guess what? New political committee. I've got a new PAC, a new committee. And that's what he's done. So he is another name to be thrown out there. The organization is called 527 Organization, which helps him get his message out. And then he starts that whole committee, and it's his message, or the PAC, is going to be about American revival, limiting the powers of federal government to be defined in the Constitution, creating a more efficient, more effective, more accountable government to the American people. That's what that PAC is going to be, which, you know, that's what you do with PAC money. You come up with ideology, what you're doing, what it's toward, and then it becomes a way to raise money. So just like the other prospective candidates, he's doing, you know, what you have to do now. Just like New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, who launched his own political action committee, same thing. So look for more trips to Iowa, look for more trips to New Hampshire, more polls to come out, more announcements about different PACs, because I still think we're going to even see some more people who may decide to throw their name into the ring too as well. And it's interesting with Walker, he went out west, he did a speech at the Iowa Freedom Summit. Then he hopped on a plane, went out west, and went to an event in California that was hosted by the Koch brothers. And the Koch brothers are planning on dumping about $1 billion on the elections, you know, with their various networks. And that's where so much of the money comes from. Not all of it, but a big chunk of the money for the PACs, that come from their operation. So this meeting in California with Walker is just another one in a series that the Koch brothers would be ultimately, tied to. And it's a network that they're talking about, a massive field network. And that's part of the strategy that worked in 2011. And I think they're going to use the same thing in 2016. Coming up on America Tonight, the Daily Wow. Yes, we have a wow. And a conversation with Mark Goldman about the snow in Long Island. Hang with us.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A brush with fame on some well-known museum steps next on the Daily Wow.
My English Bulldog, Timothy, used to have hot spots and areas on his side and stuff. His immune system was terrible, and we've taken him to allergists, veterinarians, and we probably spent, probably $300 to $400 every 4 months on him. And one day I heard a Dynavite commercial, and they were talking about it, everything to a T, what Timothy had on his skin rash, his itching, his smell, his ears, everything. So I figured, what the heck, and I got on Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1.
Ever since he's had Dynavite, he's been a happy camper. Within 3 weeks, his smell's almost gone. His ears have cleared up. His eyes have cleared up. All the neighbors can't believe how good he looks. So now all I have to do is say, do you want your Dynavite? And he runs to where his food is, and he likes it. So I highly recommend Dynavite. Dinovite.com. 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
Imagine being a tourist in Philadelphia and racing up the Art Museum steps to bump into Sylvester Stallone, who famously scurried up him in the first Rocky. By the way, he graciously posed with the group upon the chance encounter for his selfie. Now that's a souvenir from the city of brotherly love. I'm Kate Delaney with the Daily Wow. So big big chunks of the country are covered in snow, or maybe they're uncovered because they've been shoveling all day long. My pal, Mark Goldman, who's connected to another one of my pals who was smart enough to leave New York, Ryan McCormick. They have a fantastic PR media relations firm, but he wasn't worrying so much about that today. He was worrying about shoveling, because he lives in Massapequa and is located in Massapequa, which you might recognize that town in New York because of Jerry Seinfeld, right, for one, or those nasty Baldwin boys who maybe Mark was friends with. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't say that. But I'm sure he spent a good chunk of the day on burying his family from the snow. Hey, Mark, so you're still alive, so that's the good news. How bad was it? How much snow fell?
We had about 15 inches in Massapequa, Long Island, and we were expecting a lot more, so I guess it wasn't that bad, but, rather be doing other things than traveling.
Yeah, so when that starts to happen, because, I grew up in the East Coast, too, as you know,
right.
and what they used to say is you got to get out there and shovel every couple of hours, otherwise, forget it. That's when you have a heart attack because you can't even lift all the snow, or you get your blower out and the combination of your blower and your shovel. So what did you have to do, both?
Yeah, absolutely. I did both. We started last night. My wife and I started last night, and we started shoveling and just to, try to get through some of it. And then, again, about 7 a.m. this morning or 7:30 this morning, we took the snowblower out, and then about 2 or 3 o'clock when it all ended, p.m., we did the rest of it. I mean, it was just really insane. There's no place to put it either.
Yeah, no kidding. And the schools were closed, right? The girls were off.
Yeah, boy and girl. Absolutely.
Boy and girl off. Wow.
Yeah.
So they loved it. So they didn't help? Were they building snowmen in the backyard?
Yeah, no, they were inside watching movies all day. They didn't help at all.
What a great dad and mom. Hey, you kids, you watch the Netflix. We'll be out there blowing the snow. No worries.
Exactly. You know the drill.
Yeah, exactly. So on the cover of, I guess the New York Post, it said closed, like New York was closed. So really people weren't necessarily bopping around as much in the city, right?
You know what? The city was really, really quiet today. Mass transportation was closed. The libraries were closed. Everything. The mail didn't come today. It was horrible. Everything was just closed, and nobody was doing anything today in the New York metropolitan area.
So now everything's okay, right? The flights are going to start get going tomorrow because you got the three major airports, and it'll be a little bit better on Wednesday.
That's what we hear. However, they are delaying school tomorrow morning a little bit as well.
Wow. You know why? Because Mayor Bill de Blasio, he doesn't want to get blamed again for all the problems. The last time there was a ton of snow, and the kids were sliding home in the buses home. Remember that?
I do remember that. You know what the greatest thing is? People in New York City are actually blaming the mayor for the weather. Because he promised it'd be 30 inches of snow, 20 to 30 inches of snow. And the fact that they only had 5 or 6 inches, he's now getting blamed for that, too. Right? You gotta love it.
No kidding. How'd you like to run a campaign for somebody running for mayor in New York? That'd be wild, wouldn't it?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Only you could do that,
Yeah, right. Be so tough. So the Baldwin brothers, you never ran into them, had any snowball fights or anything like that, right?
You know what? I haven't, but they all grew up here in this town. Also, like you mentioned, Jerry Seinfeld grew up here, and then we also have had a big influx of the organized crime folks.
Oh, well, that's always good. So we got Seinfeld, the mob, and the Baldwins, which
exactly.
You could interchange all those things, I think.
Exactly. Can't go wrong there, right?
Probably. All right. Well, happy shoveling if you have to shovel up a little bit more. And, Mark, thanks for giving us an update on what's going on out there.
Absolutely. Have a great evening.
Hey, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So you heard Mark talk about what it was like in New York and that people were blaming the mayor that it didn't snow more because they thought they were going to have this giant blizzard, although they did in Long Island because you heard that's where most of it happened. I mean, in Connecticut, there was problems too as well. There were some areas that got like 20 inches of snow, and the blizzard lived up to its name in New England. I know some of you are listening to me in Nashua, and I know that you really got slammed there. In Massachusetts, the entire island of Nantucket lost power for hours. And the storm, just really blasted everywhere from Long Island, eastern Long Island, to Maine, and not as bad in New York City or, like I mentioned before, Philadelphia or South Jersey. In Marshfield, Massachusetts, the storm was so strong there was a 40 to 50 foot section of a seawall that just boom went, it just was gone, just gone. And in Newport, Rhode Island, there was a 110 foot replica of a Revolutionary War sailing vessel. I've seen it actually. And it was in dry dock and it broke its mast and punctured its hull. I mean, this thing was massive. So there was some, certainly some wicked winds and force blunt trauma in a different way, if you want to call it that, from a storm. And there were like 50 million people that were right there in the eye of that storm's path. I mentioned that there were thousands of flights that were canceled. Roads were brutal in some areas. Schools were closed. And it just raced through. But it was really New England that seemed to take the brunt of this without a doubt. They got an honest-to-goodness wallop, a blizzard. And, you know, people are saying in Massachusetts they haven't seen a storm like that in a very long time, and they're used to those kinds of storms. And, you know, Boylston Street in Boston, Main Thoroughfare, if you remember, that's where they run, one of the areas that they run down to the tail end of the Boston Marathon. I mean, that was just buried in snow. You know, 18 inches of snow at some point they were measuring. So they had a terrible time of it, record. Some areas they were saying 21 inches, and snow off and on throughout the night. So that is rough stuff. I mean, it's like I was saying to Mark, there is really a science to the whole shoveling thing, and you have to get in front of it. And it's funny, the entire East Coast, the shelves, it looked like that people were going to go in bunkers for weeks because the bread aisles were turned over. There's, you know, no meat. Meat is just at a premium there because everyone's taking every piece of meat from the meat section. And so, you know, Philly, like I said, they look like they were going to be vulnerable. They get just a few inches. But the blizzard canceled so much because they were predicting that. And the snow plows really were shuttled off to Long Island because that's where the gist of it was New York-wise anyway. So isn't that interesting that, yes, there were some awful areas that got completely smashed. And then some of the areas that they thought that were going to be worse didn't get much of anything. That's when the weather people really take it on the chin. That's when they go to the weather wall. You know, on TV is so big for that. And they are predicting all these crazy, crazy things. They make you think, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, the roof is going to blow off my house. Are you kidding me? Are you listening to what they're saying? And then when you just get a trinkle, especially in the East Coast, because in the East, you know, people are just going to say what they think. And you start to see the phone lines blow up and they start to complain about the weather people, like, yo, what are you doing telling us we're going to get 15 inches of snow and we got 2 inches and that was it. So, you know, it's not a precise science, I suppose.
But it's always better, I think, to err on the overestimation than the under, because if these people would have said, oh, we'll get about 5 inches and then they get 3 feet, everybody would be calling for their heads.
Oh, yeah, because then they're out there and they barely have boots on. And
they're not prepared,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
And that's what happens, too, even when you know you live in Minnesota. I mean, that's where you get tons of snow. So when the weather guy's telling you that, you're believing it because you know you can't get caught in Minnesota in a bad snowstorm. And, I mean, that's the same for some of those places in the East Coast.
Right, and it's one of those things where I think you'd rather be cautious and overprepared than to get hit on the chin with it, where you're out somewhere, you don't have your boots, you don't have enough gas, you don't have certain things that you need for a blizzard.
Yeah, that would be brutal. Yep. All right. You have a snow story to tell. Tell it. Send it to me, americatonight.net. Coming up next, you're going to love this. You know, just last week was National Handwriting Day. Anybody have the Palmer method when they were kids? You have to go to the board and you have to write out cursive writing. Did you have that? I mean, it's sort of a lost art these days. We talk about it with the king of handwriting next on America Tonight.
The human body is extraordinary. despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet pride, her hands are never cold, she's got Betty Davis eyes, she's kind of music on you.
Coming up, dumb things I shouldn't have done. Admit it, you've done something dumb, right? I don't know. I'd love for somebody to call me and say, I have never done a dumb thing in my life. It makes us human. Are you kidding me? We're going to go to that in just a second. But first, how about this story about a Southern California high school basketball coach? Guess what? Suspended and now facing accusations of mercy, having no mercy in running up the score because his team pounded the other team 161-2. Yeah, it's true. Arroyo Valley High School girls coach Michael Anderson was suspended for 2 games after the win against Bloomington High. Oh, I feel so bad for Bloomington High, though. They get two points, a whole game. And the other team gets 161. Perhaps this league is a little lopsided. He said he wasn't trying to run up the score or embarrass the opposition. His team had won the 4 last games that they played by at least 70 points. And Bloomington had already lost a game by 91 points. And then this is the worst thing, though. He really, I mean, it is. There is a thing. It is a code. Come on. You couldn't have told a couple of the girls to just stand there, don't block them, let them shoot. Maybe a basket will drop. Every once in a while, a squirrel finds a nut. Maybe they'll find the hoop. Just let it drop in. A few here, a few there, a few soft ones. Let it get up to 10. Let them get 10. What he said afterwards was, I didn't expect him to be that bad. Ooh, ouch. Can't say that. I don't think he really meant it to come out that way, but it did. And the Bloomington coach, Dale Chung, says Arroyo Valley used a full court press for the entire first half to lead 104-1 at halftime. But he said, look, people shouldn't feel sorry for the team. They should feel sorry for his team, which isn't learning the game the right way. I mean, so that's kind of an ethical question. If you have your daughter and she's a great player and she's being coached by someone, score, 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 pass, 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 transition, and they're creaming the other team, should you tell them to lay off and let the other team score a little bit? Should there be kind of a mercy rule? I don't know. I think there should be, actually. If I had a daughter and she was playing, I would pull her over and I'd say, just let him get by you. Listen, I'll take you out. Just let him get by you a couple of times. Let him score. Because that's really crazy. 161-2. Oh, you got to feel sorry for him. All right, time for dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
Homeowners buy surge protectors to protect their possessions from unexpected surges of what? Electric current, water flow, air pressure, buyer's remorse.
I will say B, water flow, final answer.
What?
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
You're going to love our first one. How about this one? Larry says, I did the dumbest thing of all. I decided I would pack my own groceries. Usually I let the people at the store do it if they're available. Nobody was really around, so I just thought, oh, I'll help out. And I was kind of flinging things right and left. Somehow I managed to put in the canvas bag a dozen eggs with the milk on top of them. I bet it was all mixed up by the time I got home. So I threw everything in the trunk. And before you know it, I had broken almost every single one of the eggs. How is that possible, Kate? I don't understand. Well, I understand, depending on how you positioned the package, too. I mean, you never put anything on eggs. And maybe you still could have gotten lucky, depending on the carton you had. But I'm thinking you had one of those soft styrofoam ones, so that would have easily kind of fallen apart, I think. It would have squeezed it. The milk is too heavy. Especially if you're talking about a gallon of milk. But that's an easy dumb thing. I bet a lot of people have mistakes when they're packing groceries and sometimes something pops open or drops. I've had that happen to me where they always ask me this. Do you just want your milk or do you want it in a bag? And I always think, why do they ask me if I just want the milk? I'm just going to He-Man it with, you know, five bags of groceries and grab that old milk jug and it's going to be okay and it's not going to slip out of my hands. And so one time I said, yeah, just leave it out. And sure enough, boom, that old milk jug, that whole gallon slipped out of my hands all over the garage. Yeah, it was nasty. So it was, you know, it was spent. I had to wash down the garage. It was brutal. That was my dumb thing contribution. Okay, here's another one. This one from Jack, who says, Kate, I love dumb things. I laugh my head off every single time I hear you doing the dumb things, and I think I need to call. I have so many dumb things to probably report. This one is kind of a sad dumb things. I went with a bunch of friends to the Bahamas. We had a cool time at Atlantis. And I'm using the word cool as to not describe really what happened there. And we had pictures of, you know, our gaming activities and fishing and blah, blah, blah. And our poolside babes. But unfortunately, I didn't have the little cartridge thingy in. So when I got back, I didn't really have the pictures. And people can't believe that. They're like, how could you not have a cartridge and how could you not understand how that works when you simply zip it on your computer? That doesn't make any sense. And I think the same thing. How could you not know? I guess you could do it pretty easy. You have a camera and Maybe you're used to using your cell phone camera and you take it out and you use the stick and you've got it and you're taking pictures off and you leave it so you don't put it back. You don't put it back in the camera. I think that's the greatest thing about shooting pictures now, that you can immediately get the results with great lenses and whatnot. I guess the lesson there is you need to make sure that you check your equipment, right? Check your equipment. All right, got this one from Bobby who says, hey, Kate, you're going to like this one because I think you're a golfer. It's a really, really dumb thing I did. I was teaching my young son to putt, and he has a putter that probably comes up to, not even my waist. And when I was putting his putter away, I accidentally put it into my bag, left my putter out, had an early morning tea time, a lot of do-re-mi kind of on the line with my pals, and they wouldn't let me putt with any other putter but the one that was in my bag, and it was my son's, and it was so short I was hobbled over. It was ridiculous trying to make the putts because I looked like I was trying to kiss the ground. I guess I should have made sure that I picked up my own putter. Yeah, we had somebody else talk about golf clubs one time before, that they had left the clubs on the course and they were chipping or they were putting or whatever, and they left the club, and then by the time they remembered it, it was too late and it was already gone. But that's kind of a common thing. That's a dumb thing that a lot of people share, but I don't know. The putter thing in the house, you got to make sure that you put it back in your bag for sure. Here's one from a female from Charlotte who says, Kate, I love the show. Sometime I'm going to call you. I'm just too darn tired, so I like to just listen and enjoy. But one of the dumbest things I did, I live in New Jersey and I commute into the city. And I was so excited because I had saved money to meet my friends and go and see one of the new openings on Broadway. It was the Book of Mormon, which was, I say it's a new opening. It was a new opening for us because it was so hard to get tickets. And once, we were supposed to go and I had my nice clothes and I had my heels in my bag, or at least I thought I had, but I didn't, because you know how you wear your comfortable shoes. So I ended up going to see the musical in a dress, a really pretty black dress, with my Nike shoes on. I felt like I kind of stood out. It was a little weird. But hey, what can I do? I'm a commuter. I forgot my heels. Yeah, I think they'll forgive you. New Yorkers will forgive you. They probably weren't even really looking at your feet, actually. I bet that's an easy thing to have happen. I did that once with flip-flops. I had flip-flops, and I needed other shoes to change into, and I forgot to have the other shoes. Dang. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. If you have some, share them with me, americatonight.net.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.